This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 11 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Tropical Storm Nate. Nate right now is located about 175 miles to the southeast of Cozumel, Mexico. It's slowly becoming better organized here over the warm waters of the northwestern Caribbean Sea. Data from the aircraft indicate the maximum sustained winds are about 50 miles per hour now, and Nate is moving off pretty quickly to the north-northwest at about 21 miles per hour. We're expecting the center of Nate to pass near or over the eastern tip of the Yucatan Peninsula later today and tonight, and then move into the Gulf of Mexico on Saturday, and then turn northward and make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast Saturday night or early Sunday morning. And during this time, we are expecting Nate to strengthen into a hurricane. And we now have a hurricane warning in effect from Grand Isle, Louisiana, all the way over to the Alabama-Florida border. And there's a tropical storm warning and hurricane watch in effect for metropolitan New Orleans. And there are hurricane watches and tropical storm watches on either side of that hurricane warning. But in that hurricane warning area, that means we expect hurricane conditions somewhere in that area within the next 36 hours. So people in those in that warning area should rush their preparations to completion today. We also have a storm surge warning. We're expecting life-threatening storm surge somewhere in this area between Morgan City, Louisiana, and the Alabama-Florida border, including the northern and western shores of Lake Pontchartrain, the Louisiana coastline of southeast Louisiana near the mouth of the Mississippi River, coastal Mississippi, and the Mobile Bay area and Alabama coast. In this area, we could see 4 to 7 feet of flooding above ground level from storm surge. So that's life-threatening inundation. Anyone in this storm surge warning area in these pink areas should heed any evacuation advice that you've been given by your local officials. In terms of timing, we expect tropical storm force winds to arrive in the storm surge and hurricane warning areas late Saturday and Saturday evening. So you have all day today, Friday to prepare, and Saturday morning. Conditions are going to rapidly deteriorate as Nate moves very quickly toward the northern Gulf Coast late Saturday and Saturday evening. We're also looking at an area of heavy rainfall, 3 to 6 inches, isolated amounts as high as 12 inches here along the central Gulf Coast. And that rainfall is going to spread with Nate's center as it moves up across the southeastern U.S. into the Tennessee Valley and southern and central Appalachians as we go from Sunday into Monday. So please stay tuned for the latest information on Nate. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center.